Fred Film Radio.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the European Film Awards in Berlin. Here with Trine Drilum, actress of Queen of Hearts in competition for Best Actress. How did you prepare for this part?
I was involved with this project for a long time, for many years actually. I worked with the director before on her first feature film, long story short, and that was the same screenwriter as well. So they asked me, they pitched the idea and asked me to get on board with no script really, but a lot of ideas. And then I was invited in to read all the first the treatment and then the first draft and second draft, and then I could ask all the, you know, stupid questions, and we could discuss the whole thing. So actually the whole trying to get into this very complex character started from the beginning of. So I was part of the creating of the character, of course not the story or anything, and not the script, but all the thoughts about and the research. They told me all about that, and the director Mael Tuki and Maren Louise Kane, the script writer, they did a lot. They did a lot of research with psychiatrists, and they found some cases, and we talked a lot about what could happen. What have happened in some cases. And then actually we talked a lot about Phaedra, the Greek tragedy. And then, of course, how to prepare. For me, it was the most important thing to try to find out what is going on inside of this character, because obviously she's not the nicest person. I mean, she has some... I'm very interested in not defending a character, but understanding what is their inner chaos and inviting the audience into that kind of conflict. What is going on? For instance, her longing. What is she longing for? I had to connect with that. I don't know if I have words for it, but I kind of try to make up things that she's not really comfortable where she is, and what happened in her childhood, and all these kind of things that is in the film, but you never get a real explanation. And I really like that, because then it would be too black and white, maybe. I like the complexity about how it's told, but of course we have a lot of stories. We made up a lot of stories, what happened in her childhood, what kind of relationship does she have with Peter? But also for me, it was of course interesting to portray a woman that has so high ideals when she works. I really think that she believes in what she says to the young girl in the beginning, that you have to talk, and well, you have to risk that nobody is listening. She knows the system. And then in the end, that becomes her superpower in a bad way, that she kind of knows the whole system, and she knows that no one is going to listen to him. So for me, this collaboration with Mael Tuki and also the scriptwriter, and of course the young actor that is fantastic. We did a lot of rehearsals before shooting also. So after all the talking, we did a lot of rehearsals. We found him after a lot of casting, and then we realized that he's a real actor. He came out from theater school and he did some things before this film, but he is young, but at the same time he is very professional and very generous, and we just clicked in a good way. When you have to do scenes like that and a film that is so challenging, you have to be with generous people. So in that sense, this has been a very special thing for me.
What was your reaction when you realized that how graphic the first sex scene would be?
Well, she, the director, was very interested in being quite explicit because in that scene, because she wanted the relationship to maybe be something that we wanted in a way to start with, like these two people, you know. And then when it happens, it's so brutal, and you are the witnesses to this. Mm-hmm. And as an audience. And then in the end, when the boy confronts her, and she's like, well, what, didn't you like it? And that is so complex, because that's also a taboo. And that is so complicated to talk about. And she wanted it to be not provocating, but brutal. And also, I think that the way we work with the sex scene is that they are very character-driven. They tell a lot about the characters. I mean, the first scenes, the couple, they kind of have sex in a nice way. And then you have this very brutal scene that is kind of sexual for her, maybe a fantasy or whatever it is, and then she's ashamed afterwards. Yeah. And then you have almost a loving scene before she realizes that this is all wrong. And then you have the very violent scene with the husband. It's there for a reason. And if it's there for a reason, then it's a scene. And of course you have to work with it very carefully. And we did that. Yeah. We did a lot of rehearsals, we did a lot of talking, and we were covered where you have to cover. It's not a real... but everything is really good taken care of. Mm. So it was... And then again, when you shoot, it's like you're sitting here. It's like the camera is here. So it's so technical in the end. But of course, it was something that we had to discuss and find out how do we do that.
Did you take into consideration the impact that such a story would have had in these particular times of Me Too and sex scandals?
Well, actually, this film started many years ago. Actually, I think the director got the idea around 2013 or something, before her last film, actually. And a lot of people talk about that this one has similar... we talked about Phaedra, Shakespeare, Macbeth, you know, all these kind of big, heavy things about power, sexuality. But I think the way that it was received was after Me Too. So, of course, it made an impact. We are much more aware of all these structures in our society. And for me, it's a feminist film, because it's a film where it's not about gender, and I think that's very important, that it's about structures and about human nature. And for me, that is also feminism, that when we start to do all kinds of stories also with female characters, then we can talk about equality. And I'm not afraid of the dark stories. I think we need also the more shadow sides of life to make the whole picture and to understand something about human nature, and to actually be aware of what we can change if we want to.
Thank you very much to Trine Drilum from the film Queen of Hearts. From the European Film Awards 2019 in Berlin, I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.